Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started. Happy Saturday.
Hey, Bay family. Hey, Bays. We're talking about the Bays. So, hey, BE family, we're talking about the Bays this month. So here we go. Here we go. Let's jump on in. Happy Saturday, good people. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. This week, let's see. I have been really focusing on watching the ways that God has been answering my prayers, even like the little prayers. So I've been creating the Black History event program for our school. And the first week we started selling tickets, we had about 8 sold. And I was like, oh no, because we got to pay for catering and food. What's going on, people? We fundraised earlier too, so we had some money, but we needed at least 45 sold tickets.
Oh, wow.
So in my prayer closet, you know, I was like, asking God to get us at least a 45 tickets. And so the other people that were watching the ticket sales were just like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, the last day, like the tickets shot up to 47. Woo! And then I think I have more.
Amen.
That's why I said, look at God. Yes, because they were doubting. They were doubting. And I was like, I'm going to say, cool, calm, and collected. Because I know that God is going to come through.
Amen.
So just watching him answer even like the little things. And watching Mason, my youngest, he has like a communication delay. And just really coming to God and speaking over him and praying over him. Mm-hmm. And watching him say more words. He's at 28 words now. Praise just watching
God
answer prayers right before our eyes. So
praising God for the little things. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love
that's
it.
Awesome.
Whew. Well, y'all, we praising God over here too for the little things and the big things. And so as y'all can see, we are kicking off our amazing Kingdom Couples series. And we starting out with some OGs, y'all.
Yes.
Some power heavy hitters right here, you know, individually and corporately, like together. So I can't wait to dive into y'all's story. I'm just so excited. So we're going to introduce Mario and Maisha Houston. So
you guys want to tell the BE audience a little bit about how you guys are doing this week?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm excited. This is our anniversary month.
Yay!
We're coming up on 20 years.
Amazing.
We eloped on Valentine's Day.
All right.
We're just so cheesy. But 20 years later, we're here.
Amen.
God is doing it.
Faithful.
And this week has been fabulous. Nothing like to, you know, rake up Reagan for.
Hey.
Just the joy of the Lord. And we're done with the holidays. Mm-hmm. We put on really big for the holidays.
Aww.
So so we're resting and relaxing and things are great.
Amen.
Yeah, it really is. Seeing God do a lot. He's been doing a lot recently, especially at our church.
Mm-hmm.
At our church, we're coming off of our 21-day fast.
Amen.
So tomorrow is the ending day.
Yes.
But God been moving.
Yes. I love that. Yeah, we fast at the beginning of the year too. And it's just been amazing just watching God's faithfulness. Like,
absolutely.
Literally, when you dial in and just get a glimpse of what he wants to do, like, and what he's already doing, like, when you give him that undivided attention and you're like, okay, I'm tuning in, I'm locking into you, you know, and giving you my first fruits of the year, it's like he gives you a blueprint, if you will, for, you know, for the rest of the year.
Yes.
So that's dope. Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes.
So I have the pleasure of introducing Mario and Keisha. They are passionate ministers and social media influencers on a mission to see kingdom marriages thrive. Not just surviving.
Amen.
Through their platform, Naked and Unashamed, they empower couples to embrace God's design for marriage, restored, unshaken, and fully surrendered. Their ministry was birthed from their own testimony of overcoming deep marital struggles, unforgiveness, dysfunction, miscommunication, and the lack of tools to build a strong, healthy foundation. As they followed God to a deep soul work in them, both individually and as a couple, they discovered the transformative power of transparency. By boldly sharing their journey, they uncovered a truth the enemy wanted hidden. The very battles we fear exposing are the ones God uses to heal, restore, and set others free. The world first met the Houstons through their viral How We Met story on YouTube, unfiltered, raw, and heartfelt account of their imperfect past and God's divine orchestration. Their story resonated deeply, proving that grace is greater than any broken beginning.
Amen.
Now they dedicate their platform to equipping singles, engaged couples, and married believers with biblical wisdom, practical tools, and a renewed vision of marriage as God intended, Naked and Unashamed. As they prepare to celebrate 20 years of marriage, on Valentine's Day, February the 14th, 2025, Mario and Maisha remain living proof that kingdom marriages, though tested, can triumph. Their testimony continues to inspire thousands, reminding couples that they are not victims of their past, but victors in Christ, thriving, not surviving. Meet Mario and Maisha Houston, real, redeemed, and naked and unashamed.
Amen.
Yes. That's so awesome.
Absolutely.
Real, redeemed, naked, and unashamed.
Y'all, my God.
That's it. I hope y'all ready.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Okay, well, y'all, we like to do something, a little something around here called What Had Happened Was, okay? And basically, it helps bring our BE community up to speed so they kind of connect dots, how we know each other, maybe our first impressions of y'all, all that great stuff, okay? So I'll kick us off, okay? So first of all, I gotta talk about my boy over here, Mario, okay? Now, okay, y'all know our husbands are in track stars, right? So clearly we were introduced to Mouthpiece like several years ago. And I'm saying Mouthpiece because that's a stage name, okay? Spoiler alert, cat out the bag, right? Okay. And your lyricism, like your lyricism game is like amazing. But the dope thing about you as an artist is like you do a masterful job of like making the gospel sound dope. Wow. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's like you take the word of God and you like just put all these dope metaphors and similes and storytelling and, you know, all around it with amazing punchlines. I cannot explain it. So I'm just so grateful, like, first of all, to have you here as in that regard. And then, of course, was introduced to your amazing wife, Powerhouse. I was like, hold on now, let me get something because I need to throw my shoes. Like Powerhouse, she spoke at the event that we had the honor of hosting, Faith and Flow, and just your testimony, amazing testimony, but like literally just the hand of God, how he moves through you. It's like, it's undeniable. So to see the two of y'all, I was like, wait now. Like, so literally you're amazing individually, but just the anointing is like multiplied exponentially in your union. So that's beautiful. Wow. I'm excited.
God be all the glory.
Yeah,
definitely. Thank you so much. I've never heard nobody say it like that. I make the gospel sound dope.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And my husband, he played several of your songs for me. He was like, check this out, this Mario. I told him he's just as good as a crate or better.
Oh,
and I was like, well, why? he not rapping anymore? And wow. He was like, yes. Because he was being obedient to God.
Amen.
I was like, wow, that is huge to hear. But I also met Maisha at the Faith and Flow conference. And I also started visiting Crossover Church City Takers. We were first introduced from Faith and Flow. Mm-hmm. And then my husband and my family, we started visiting. And so I've had the pleasure to listen to Mario preach.
Come on.
I've had the pleasure of Maisha praying over me. And woo, let me tell you, Maisha, let me tell you, I feel like when she was praying over me, she was in my prayer closet.
Come on.
Wow.
And providing correction and guidance. And I was like, ooh, God, you are really speaking through her, because the things that you said were just so relevant to the season that I was in. So I'm like,
so good.
Wow. If she can pray for me any day, please pray.
Wow.
So,
oh my God.
So thank you for using your gifts. Mm-hmm. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I'm incredibly humble.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's y'all, that's just a preview. So we about to dive in, okay? We about to dive in. So we're going to start off with how it started, okay? So, yes, from what had happened to how it started, okay? So you want to kick us off, Toya?
Yes. Tell us, I know we kind of, we have a little background, but the Become an Eva audience would like to know how you two met.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll start this. Now, it can be a very long, drawn-out situation. So we recorded our How We Met testimony on YouTube.
Yep.
So folks can go and watch it. It is amazing. But long story short, I was a single mother, had a five-year-old son, felt led to go to our church's singles conference, and it was a whole big deal for me to even go there because I was in a place of complete brokenness and I had given up on marriage altogether. And so when I went to this singles conference, I was just focused on getting the word. However, I saw this fine man. And I said, maybe there's hope for marriage after all.
Amen.
But make a long story short, we went to the singles conference, hadn't talked to him. We didn't meet. I just saw him and I saw how he would be praising and worshiping God. Like he was really into it.
Amen.
And one thing led to another. I was able to finally got up enough nerve to introduce myself. And I introduced myself, and the rest, as they say, is history. We began talking. You know how you meet people and you can just pick up like you've known them for like millions of years? That's how it was, meeting Mario.
I love that.
I had no idea, like, he was this amazing rapper, lyricist, or anything like that. I found out who Mario was, you know, for him, not his gift, not his talent. Yeah. And we just, you know, we were connected at the hip ever since.
I love that.
How long did you all date before you got married? Uh-oh.
So
it was 9 months.
That's fine. Because my husband and I, we met, dated, got engaged, and married all within the time span of 11 months. So nothing wrong with that.
When you know, you know.
I was about to say, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know? So that's it. Yeah, it was 9 months. Mm-hmm. If Mario wants to share a little bit.
Well, it was 9 months, but I knew she was my wife the first week. The very first week.
Okay, he got that Ryan spirit.
That's what it is. Very first week.
4 days in.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta go see that testimony.
Yes. I love it. I love it. That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
So he knew after 4 days, and I can definitely relate to that as well. Like just knowing really quick, and especially when you are in tune with God,
Yes.
It doesn't always have to take a long time, because yeah. I was in the point where I'd got out of a 4-year relationship and I was like, oh Lord, I don't know if I want to right. date somebody mm-hmm. and get to know somebody mm-hmm. for another 4 years.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's a lot.
I was being real with God. I was like, you know.
Yeah.
And God was like, you ain't got to.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Wow. It really does. You really do have to be in tune with God. Just a little bit on mm-hmm. my side of that story. Mm-hmm. I actually had gotten married before.
Okay.
And it was like 6 months. Like literally mm-hmm. the marriage lasted 6 months. We realized it was a mistake.
Oh wow.
And then after that, I was single, not dating mm-hmm. for 2 years.
Mm.
No dating. It was work, church, home, work, church, mm. home. So when I met Maisha, I knew. So I knew in it. So it is important to yeah. take that time away to get close to God, mm-hmm. to familiarize ourselves with God's mm-hmm. voice, to be in tune with Him. I just believe that God, you don't have to miss it to make it.
That's right.
Mm. Yes. Come on. You don't have to miss it to make
especially
it.
You got the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes. That's good.
And I was kind of like her. I was like, I don't want to make another mistake.
Yeah.
but those 2 years showed me I didn't have to.
Amen.
You know, just relying and trusting God.
Amen. Amen. Well, okay. So y'all got married in 9 months. Can you talk a little bit about, and this is either before or after marriage, what steps did you all take, if any, to prepare for marriage? I mean, this is your second marriage.
Yeah.
You were a single mom at mm-hmm. the time. So, like, were there any steps that you all took to in preparation?
Let's keep it all the way real.
And that's hey,
we took no steps.
That's all right. Yeah. I mean, let's talk about it.
We took actually no steps mm-hmm. other than what we would get from like the pulpit, yeah. right? Marriage conferences mm-hmm. or, you know, the marriage week or marriage mm-hmm. month, mm-hmm. you know, we would get information there. But as far as really saying, hey, let's prepare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. We probably didn't know what we were getting ourselves yeah. into. Yeah. And just to speak transparently, I was a single mm-hmm. mother. I was a teen mom
mm-hmm.
and I'm a product of a single parent home.
Gotcha.
So I never saw yeah. marriage. I never mm-hmm. saw a father figure mm-hmm. or a husband. So everything that I would learn about marriage mm-hmm. either came from like television
yeah.
or my fantasy of what yeah. I thought a husband and a yeah. wife and marriage would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to church and you see your pastors and your pastor's wife. You're like, oh, they're perfect.
Yeah.
You know, you always see like this vision of perfection
yeah.
or this illusion of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got married, I quickly found out, why y'all lie to us? You know, or I said, we messed up.
Oh wow.
You know, because mm-hmm. I was like, nobody ever talks about what we are going through. Right. Had we maybe, you know, hindsight mm-hmm. is 2020.
Oh yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Oh yeah.
Had we maybe invested more in that preparation, mm-hmm. maybe we could have seen, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly
yeah.
that comes with marriage. However, it's still a beautiful thing.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm.
We found that out, you know, the hard way yeah. or through, you know, just life lessons. Mm-hmm. But we really didn't, you know, prepare
yeah.
like we could have.
Hey,
done.
That's yeah. why we're here. Go ahead.
No, I agree. It's we really, I mean, and maybe we'll get more into this as the show goes on, but we really did make a lot of mistakes. We really did learn on the course, on
mm-hmm.
the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, you get married. You're excited about marriage and you just think, oh, I found the one. Let's get married. You know what I'm saying? But it's so much more than that. Like Maisha said, coming from our households, both of us have sons, had sons that are the same exact age.
Oh, wow. They're like
best friends.
3 months apart.
Yeah. Oh, my
so
goodness.
I had a son. She had a son. Same, kind of same thing when I think about it with me. My mom got a good job here working in Atlanta. I'm
mm-hmm.
from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So my stepfather, until things were settled, I was living literally just with my mom.
Wow.
So I kind of grew up in that same way, a single parent
mm-hmm.
household.
Mm-hmm.
So like Maisha said, you didn't see it. All I saw was my mom grinding. Mm-hmm. All I saw was my mom working. And that stuff later showed up in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
we didn't prepare and we wasn't ready because we really didn't have the right, I guess, the right model mm-hmm. in front of us. Mm-hmm. Like you said, from the pulpit, everything looks perfect.
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing as ministers that we have tried to not do is present and come across yeah. like, listen, we do everything perfect. We don't ever yeah. have conflicts or challenges. No, no. And we didn't see that. Right. So mm-hmm. being prepared, we wasn't, but I wish we was. I wish there was a lot of other things mm. we should have did.
And I mean, the reality of it is, nothing can prepare you fully for marriage until you're married. You know what yeah. I mean? Even doing the classes, and we're not saying don't do the classes. Right. Do the classes right. if you can. Do the counseling, all that, as much preparation as you can. But at the end of the day, once you're in it, you're in it. You know? So can y'all talk a little bit? And y'all alluded to this. How did life change, you know, once y'all got back from, I'm about to say Vegas, wherever y'all are going, but once y'all got back,
courthouse,
where do you go? Yeah. Once you got back from the courthouse and you like, I was married now, like, how did life change?
Look, go ahead, babe.
So it's a lot. And Maya, you hit on it. Like, the truth is, it don't matter. I mean, you take mm-hmm. those classes,
yeah, yeah.
read those books,
yeah.
go to those conferences, mm-hmm. but you still got to face it.
You still got to walk it out.
You yes. still got to apply what you have heard.
Yeah.
So I always told that to Maisha. Yeah. It's like, I don't think we've ever went to anything that totally prepared us. It may have gave us some type of wisdom or insight mm-hmm. in what we would face. Mm-hmm. But when you in there and you got to go through it, we have had the opportunity of ministering to other mm-hmm. couples, talking to other couples, talking to people that are about to get married. And my thing to them is always, it's not cookie cutter number one.
Yes, exactly.
It's not cookie cutter.
Exactly.
There's no such thing. You got two people coming from two different backgrounds,
yep.
Raised different ways, different mindsets. And when we, you know, ministering to different people and talking to different people, I've seen people live together for 10 years and couldn't stay together married for a year.
My Lord.
So when you say things change when you get married,
yeah.
first of all, it's a spiritual thing.
Mm. Exactly.
So the moment you try to do the right thing or do it the way God say do mm-hmm. it, the enemy is on your head.
Come on.
And so you be like, dang, how could we be together for 5-10 years, shacking up, living together, and the moment we get married, we can't stay together?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot changes when you actually get married. Wow. The spiritual component and then actually, you know, having those responsibilities. It's like the responsibility of marriage get real when you get married.
It really does. It really does. Yeah. I mean, things change drastically. I mean, as soon as you say I do, but for us, I'll speak for me personally, I was met with the fantasy that I had built up mm-hmm. in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It was not there. And I felt like Mario needed to change.
Of course. It's always,
always the other person. However, I was met with so much of my own selfishness
mm.
and insecurity.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we talk about we're on fire for deliverance. We always say marriage is a deliverance ministry.
Come on.
If you don't believe in demons.
Come
the on, next time you get mad, on. Run to the bathroom, look in the mirror real quick. You're going to see one.
Come on.
Because your marriage is used. It's a beautiful tool that God put in place. It's a ministry
mm-hmm.
and it's a deliverance ministry. It's not meant to hurt you or cause you any shame. It's to bring you out of what was hurting you and what was causing you shame. So I was like, man, I felt very exposed.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very, everything I was trying to hide,
yeah.
you know, I yeah. felt very like unhidden
yeah.
and uncovered because he would see everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would see the insecurity. He would see the spoiled brat. He would see the anger,
mm-hmm.
you know, that rage of not getting my way.
Yeah.
You know, I was the only child. So it was I was always used to getting my way.
Yep.
Mario's a very strong man. He's like, no, you ain't getting your way. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what? And I would turn into like a little Chucky doll. And when I say marriage changed, mm-hmm. our lives changed drastically.
Yeah.
It was like the Lord was like, we're women, so we exfoliate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know when you apply that exfoliating scrub,
yeah.
like it don't feel mm-hmm. all that great. Mm-hmm. And depending on the level of toxicity that's in your skin,
come on now.
You could come out looking real ugly, bumps and all that. You're like, why am I ugly? I thought that the exfoliating serum was supposed to make me beautiful, but what do they say? Be consistent. And over time, what was logged and clogged in those pores, it's got to come out so that the true beauty can show. That's what changed. As soon as we got married, it was like, get ready for the master's exfoliation. Because what I have in both of y'all, it's so like clogged and deep down in there that I've got to uncover layers and layers and layers. Right?
Wow.
And the father didn't pull no punches. He started on day one with us. He was like, I got y'all. Y'all have a beautiful testimony. Mm-hmm. Now I got to get you guys healed, set free, delivered. I'm going to use y'all both to do it. Wow. Yes, it's going to be rocky. It's going to be ugly. When them pimples clear up, baby, that skin going to be glowing. Yes. You're going to glow for the kingdom. So,
amen.
Yep, that's what he's been doing with us since day one. That's how our life has changed.
If Maisha hit on it, it's unrealistic expectations that we have. We have this fantasy thought of how we think marriage is going to be. I thought I was going to just blow up as a Christian rapper, come home to clean drawers and a cook meal. How my mindset was, you know,
and a cook meal.
But like Maisha said, it's ministry. It's literally ministry.
Amen.
And, that you don't realize that it's ministry. You just think we're going to just get together. Right.
And go to the nation. Swinging from the chandeliers, peaches and cream, and go to the nation.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh my gosh, I love
it. It may get there, but it may not start off there.
Exactly. You got to go through some stuff.
You got to go through.
You got to.
Wow. Well, y'all getting a taste. Y'all getting a taste of the speakers and the teachers and the preachers over here. You getting a taste. Oh my gosh. So good.
And check out their YouTube.
Yes, please. Yes. It's Naked and Unashamed. Naked. Yes.
Absolutely.
Please. Yes, because I'm like, I'm going to check that out.
You got to get the whole story. We're just giving you the preview. Okay.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I feel like we kind of already went into the how it's going. Can you tell us a little bit how you guys are able to balance marriage and ministry, since you guys do a lot of ministry work? And we know that marriage is hard.
Yeah, marriage in and of itself is ministry. So,
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think you hit it on the head. That was exactly what I was going to say. That we say marriage and ministry, but it's really prioritizing ministry. Because marriage is a ministry. One scripture that I always pull from, the Bible says that if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he manage the household of God? So after reading that scripture, digesting that scripture, I always looked at that and said, you know what? This is the precursor and the pre-qualifier for anything I do outside the house. So when we talk about managing marriage and ministry, it's really managing ministry and ministry. And I've learned that you prioritize your marriage. If stuff is not right at home, I can't do that out there. I can't do the other stuff. Literally, you've never seen, it's kind of like this. You've never seen someone put their marriage first over ministry and it go bad. But you have seen people put other ministries before their marriage and it go bad. So when it comes to managing it, I prioritize what we have at home.
So what does that look like? Because, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm a ministry baby, but I was in a season of full-time ministry and it was hard. Like, first of all, it was hard as a single. Then we got married and it was like, okay, we fighting to just sit together for a service. Like, what does it look like, I should say, for you all? I mean, you're speaking, you're preaching, you're teaching. You know, we haven't even gotten to the kids. Y'all have children. Yes, now they're young adults. So it's like, how do you navigate that while still like serving the Lord and serving your community? Because it's all important.
It is. A few things come to my mind. Number one, one of my favorite scriptures is when Jesus says, a good shepherd will leave the 99 and go after the one. No matter what, Mario and I are one.
Yeah. Amen.
And we have to trust that if things need to be, you know, in alignment with this one, God is able to take good care of his sheep. We are not the Messiah.
Nope.
So, and we do not have a Messiah complex, as in, if I do not do this ministry outside the home, all things are going to fall apart.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus wouldn't be a good shepherd if he was just banking on one person to take care of his fold. Mm. He's got that covered. What he's more concerned with at the end of the day, how are y'all doing? So I would say number one, communication is key.
Amen.
Make sure that you guys are checking in.
That's good.
If your wife needs for you to be sitting with her at a service, I would encourage that wife to say, hey, husband, hey, babe, can we talk? I miss you. You know, I miss us getting the word together. I know that you may be preaching, you know, on Sundays. Is there a way for us to, you know, go to a conference or go to, you know, visit another church or ask if you can sit down so that we can pour back into, you know, our marriage and things like that. Number two, I would definitely say, when we say marriage and ministry, I don't see why there's a distinction between the two.
Gotcha.
If I am ministering, I'm a married woman. I am under subjection. I am, I'm submission as a minister of the gospel, but I'm under submission. So the thing is, who I am behind closed doors should always be who I am, whether in ministry outside the home or inside the home. One thing that Mario and I, Mario actually grew up as a PK kid. I grew up as a heathen.
Oh my Lord.
The way that I got saved, it was truly divine. And I led my mother to Christ as a result of me coming to the Lord. So for, you know, I would say this, from very early on, we have been adamant about being transparent and being real and not hiding, not putting on airs. If things were not right in our marriage and someone would still try to get Mario, because at the time, you know, like you said, mouthpiece, Mario was the one that was out in the forefront and he's anointed. He's amazing artist. And people would call him back because they could hear the ministry gift and his music. They would call him back to preach. And I remember we were going through a really hard time in our marriage, one of many hard times in our marriage. And I remember Mario saying, you know, I'm not preaching. I'm like, y'all can call me. You know, we were going to a church at the time. He was like, I'm not preaching. I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Oh, wow.
And the pastor at the time, they said, do you think that y'all the only ones that are separated or going through a hard time? You have to learn how to essentially put on a mask and keep going.
Oh, wow.
So that you don't, you know, abandon the call. Because at that point, it was like, you have to fulfill your purpose. You have to fulfill your destiny and your assignment and your calling. And I remember, and I'm sitting right there. And I remember Mario said, well, me and Maisha ain't doing that. We are not putting on masks. We are not going to be the ones that, you know, have this pretense, this false pretense that we've got it all together. We got to take care of home first.
Amen.
And so that's why you probably did see Mario pull back from music for a time because home was in shambles. And we knew that on judgment day, God was not going to look at how well you took care of them 99. He's going to look at first your first ministry. He's going to look at the quality that you kept that first ministry and the gifts that he gave you out of that ministry, which is your children.
Absolutely. Maisha hit it on the head. I always say to her that I was at a time unfaithful to her, not with another woman, but with ministry, with music. And I literally had to go the Abraham Isaac approach. God told me to sacrifice music. So I literally put it on the altar.
Come on.
And I didn't. And it got to a point, I think you kind of resented it in a way.
Oh, I did.
I
hated it.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a strong word, but it was like another woman.
That's real.
Yeah. So it. The what God had told me during that season was lay it down and don't pick it up until she says. So if you have somebody that hated it, that despised it, that resented it at that time, and I'm putting it down and I'm serving her and serving the home to a point to where she got comfortable with me doing it. And I didn't do music again until she said, babe, I think you should start doing music. But I had to wait. I didn't, she didn't even know about me and God's discussion. I just put it down and said, I'm not doing it no more. I'm not going to touch it anymore unless Maisha tells me to.
And that took some time. That took some years. So that even in that, you know, as a key to marriage and ministry, if you're laying anything down for the sake of your family and making sure that your home front is, you know, where it should be as priority, and kept, you got to be patient.
Amen.
You can't, you know, say, I'm going to put this down and then stare at, you know, your husband and white face. Are you ready for me to pick it back up? You got to really trust that thing with the Lord and allow him. The Bible says when patience has its perfect word, you are lacking nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, you are complete. So I would say be patient in ministry as well.
Yeah.
If you and your spouse are married in ministry, be patient. Be patient, because you want to make sure that your wife, your husband got your back when you out there putting out, you know, ministry, putting out, you know, whatever God has called you to put out. You don't want them to be secretly resenting and hating you, because a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. And that's an easy access for the devil, too. And he took advantage of that with us for many years. Yeah.
Wow.
But I love his music now. I'm like, yeah, babe, we have a whole studio in the house.
I love it.
I'll be like, all right, babe, you had your breakfast this morning. All right. Go down there
and make beats. The body of Christ, this is just a revelation that God gave me. The body of Christ, the strength of the body of Christ is not determined by the strength of his ministers. It's determined by the strength of his families.
My goodness.
And that's what I look at. If you can have bunch of people that know how to operate fluently and they give, but what's the condition of their home?
That's so good.
That determines the strength of that church.
Oh, that's good.
The body of Christ as a whole.
That's Wow. My goodness. I feel like, and we didn't think to ask this in, like, when we were, you know, sending you all questions that we were thinking about, but can you talk a little bit about, and you touched on it, but like raising children, how did, I mean, you talked about how it changed, you know, after you got married and then marriage and ministry, and then now you have this whole other ministry of like literally impacting the next generation. And I mean, of course, and I didn't realize both of y'all had sons that were like 3 months apart. So you came into marriage with children, but then of course you have two other daughters now, right? So how has parenthood, you know, impacted your marriage?
So we dropped the ball and negated our children for a time.
Many years.
Because here you have me chasing after trying to be a known, famous, successful Christian rapper, neglecting my home and seeing my home fall apart. And then me and Maisha trying to deal with our own stuff. And in the midst of all that, our children see that.
Oh, wow.
In the midst of all of that, our children are not being poured into. So when we're in the face of God, we're not seeking or in the face of God about our children. We're in the face of God about us or about each other. You know what I'm saying? So our children were neglected. And there's a lot of things that we had to go back to
them
and say, I'm sorry. I apologize. There's a lot of grace that we've had to give them for any type of habitual habits or ways that they have because these things came out of our neglect.
You know,
so we had to literally go to them and be like, I'm sorry, I did this. I can understand why you respond like that, because we responded like that.
Yes. And
you can go there.
Yeah, we fumbled the ball quite a bit. We were both young parents. I became a parent at 16. I think Mario may have been like 21 when he had his son. We got married. I was 22 when I got married, and next year had a daughter. Then, you know, 20 something months, had another daughter. And because we just didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
We just didn't know how to do this. We played out every ugly situation with our children as an audience. Mario said that one of the things that we had to do was go to each one of them and repent. That was the hardest thing I have ever had to do. And each one of them, when we did repent, the only thing they said was, it's okay. It's okay. And y'all, I'm like a samurai, you know, soldier. If I feel like I have failed, I'm ready to fall on my sword.
Yeah.
And to hear them say, it's okay, we forgive you.
Yeah.
It was like the Lord was saying, I've got so much grace towards you, Maisha. Y'all can do this.
Yes.
because I was at a place where I was like black and white, man, we have screwed up. How can we move forward? Mm. And it's like, God's like, that's exactly why I died.
Mm. Come on.
To give you a ransom out of this destruction,
yeah.
out of this pit. I'm your savior.
Yeah.
That's my role. That's what you need me for. And since then, we have made sure, I don't know about Mario, but, and I can see it in him. We have made sure we are checking yes. in with our children. Amen. Like we're not Pastor Mario and Prophetess Maisha or the mighty man and woman of God at home. No, we are mommy Amen. And daddy.
Amen.
And the most powerful thing, if I could encourage anyone, if they find themselves in that sort of situation mm-hmm. where they're like, we fumbled the ball. Mm-hmm. We were so fixated on how are we going to fix our marriage and what he's doing wrong, what she's mm-hmm. doing wrong. And you got these little children basically as collateral damage.
Yeah.
It's not too late for God to restore
Amen.
Your family.
Amen.
And some people have to do it to their with their adult children, you know, and I am here to attest the most powerful thing you can do is begin to pray
mm.
and begin to let your children hear you pray and be vulnerable with them and mm. transparent and let them know what God is doing in your marriage, how he's healing you, because yeah. you're going to give them, you don't realize it at the time, but you're going to give them the tools that when they get married, they will have a Amen. Healthier perspective than Amen. I did and know that, oh, we may be going through a hard time, mm-hmm. but I saw my parents go through a very hard time. Yeah. And look at them now.
Yeah.
We can get through it.
Amen.
Yeah.
My Lord. Ooh,
yeah.
My Lord. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes.
So much for sharing that. Yeah, I know that it takes a lot of humility to go to your children and repent.
Yeah.
But even that in and of itself is laying a framework yeah. for them,
yes.
you know. So, yeah, thank you so much for sharing mm-hmm. that. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Y'all ministering to me. Ooh, while we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to tell Ryan to make sure you watch this episode, baby.
Lord.
But I'm saying we've had the conversation throughout the years about track stars mm-hmm. and, you know, making sure that our family is the first ministry mm-hmm. and not putting track yeah. stars over our family.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
God has really shaken things up in yeah. the last 2 years in our marriage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we maybe within the last, I would say 5 months, we finally started getting up early together and mm-hmm. really praying mm-hmm. together. I know mm-hmm. we've been married for, I don't know how long we've been married. Is it 12, 13 years? I don't know. Somewhere in that age or mm-hmm. year range. But it took God shaking things up so much
yeah.
for us to really be like, we need to start getting up together, mm-hmm. fasting and praying together mm-hmm. and being intentional at praying with our kids.
Yeah.
We've been doing that. Like, I feel like in our marriage, it was kind of inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's more consistent
Amen.
With us sitting down at the table, mm-hmm. writing down our
Yeah.
prayer requests and having the children pray for each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very thankful that God has kind of shaken things up, even though it's been like a really difficult season for us.
Yeah.
But
yes. God is faithful.
Yes, he is. Wow. You know, I just want to say something about that. Just speaking transparently,
yeah.
as, you know, as a wife, when I went into my marriage, I went into it with me and Mario going to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. for 5 a.m. prayer. We're going to pray together. Mario and I are going to get in the word together every single night. Mario is going to, you know, lay hands on me and anoint me with God's excellent oil.
Amen.
Every
excellent oil.
He is and I kept thinking about, he is gonna and we is gonna. Now, 20 years later, what I would want to share with someone is, you know, God is able to create how you and your husband.
Yeah.
You may not be doing what, you know, you said you and your husband, mm-hmm. do.
Yeah.
Or you and your husband or anything like that. That doesn't mean that he can't create a plan.
Come on.
Especially exactly. for you.
Exactly.
Because what I would do, because Mario, he was not getting up in the morning with me and praying with me. And I would be like, with so-and-so's husband does that. And I would start comparing yes. our relationship with their yeah. relationship, not realizing what God has working for them.
Yeah.
That is for them.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
But he was more interested. Can I be completely honest? He was like, Maisha, no, I need time with you.
Amen.
I need Mario there.
Amen.
And we pray together, mm-hmm. but it's not every day.
Yeah.
We yeah. pray together, but it's not consistent.
Yeah.
What is consistent and what is mandatory for Mario mm-hmm. and Maisha is that Mario himself gets in God's face for himself.
Amen.
And for Maisha to get in God's face for herself. And the blessing is that when we both have done that
yes.
throughout the day,
yes.
we'll be texting each other yeah. or he'll call me on his break or I'll be, sharing some scriptures mm-hmm. with him. You're like, oh my gosh, that's exactly yeah. what the Lord shared with me yeah. this morning. Or
yeah.
and he'll say, Ish, I had a dream after I got up and prayed, and this is what God is showing me.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
Especially as a wife. Like, oh, you had a dream, tell me the interpretation. It was so much. But had I not said, Lord, I am not going to judge my marriage
yeah.
by what I see everyone else doing or what yeah. I think he should have Absolutely. Been doing with me, mm-hmm. I'm going to let it flow. Yeah. I'm Holy Spirit, truly yeah. have your way. And what we have gotten in return, mm-hmm. we are stronger individually first with the Lord
yeah,
right.
and then we can be a blessing mm-hmm. to each other. And mm-hmm. plus when I sneak away and pray, I can go in.
Yep.
I can tell God all about what his son is doing and how I feel about him without him being there yeah. all angry yeah. and stuff like that. Like I pour it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I pour it out. And so when we do come together, at yeah. least my heart is poured out to the Father.
Yeah.
Who can do something with Mario,
yeah.
right? And then we can touch and agree mm-hmm. on some other matters. Other
Amen.
Than, can you get Mario together because he doesn't love me like I do in church? And I thought I would have been doing this by now.
Yeah.
No, that's all for your private time. Boo-boo.
Amen.
You pour Amen. that out into the Father. The Father can handle it.
Amen.
Your husband
yeah.
can't.
Right? Yeah.
You may think he can, but no.
Yeah.
You don't go bashing him at yeah. 5 a.m.
yeah.
Lord, do something with this man.
That's so
you
good.
Do that personally. Yeah.
That's so personally. Good.
Yeah. And I think also, like Maisha said, when you are seeking God for yourself,
mm-hmm.
he has a way of bringing a level of alignment between the husband and
absolutely
the wife. Mm-hmm. Because there are moments that through the day or on any given day, mm-hmm. God can give me a word for my wife or give her a word for me. And it breaks yokes. It lifts burdens and destroys yokes.
Exactly.
But it comes from us seeking God for ourselves. And then God begins to bring an alignment mm-hmm. between each other. And there's things that I know about my wife's heart and what mm-hmm. she's going through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He reveals that stuff to me. So then now I know how to pray.
Yes.
And she knows how to pray and vice yes. versa.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I wanted to share that the Christmas tree story. I just thought that was so.
What Christmas tree?
Well, I just felt
from
like.
From the peanuts to the.
No, the Christmas tree where when you were. Putting together a Christmas tree, but it wasn't the way that you
wanted. This year. Okay,
and
yes, yes.
God spoke to me about it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that you would.
This is a good story.
This
is a good story.
Yes, please share. Do y'all have time?
Yeah.
This is such a good story.
One thing about Maisha, my wife, every season she decorates our house. Like when fall
every
comes,
season, that's beautiful.
It's pumpkins all through the house. I mean, porcelain pumpkins, yeah. white pumpkins, everything. But Christmas the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Our house turns into a winter wonderland.
I love it.
We have been counting six trees at this point.
It's eight, actually.
But we have like
porch
three
trees.
Bins,
wow.
Three bins, and they all are decorated different
colors. I love that.
So she does that. So we just this year we got our biggest tree. Ever. I think it's like 9 feet.
And it's 9 feet and it's a thick one. You know them hefty ones. That thing has some weight to it.
I love it.
Voluminous.
So she spent a lot of time on putting it together. She had this idea. I initially knew the idea that she had to decorate the tree, but then she ended up going down a different route of decorating the tree. And I looked at it and I just could tell this is not what she originally wanted. But I guess what God put it on my heart is that she didn't want to. She may have felt like a failure if she felt like she had to start all over. So you have to understand that sometimes we can feel like we can't start over in a certain area in our life. And I felt that, like, just spending time with God, I felt that weight on my wife. And I remember coming to her that morning and just saying, babe, I know you spent a lot of time on that tree. I said, but you know, I feel that it's not exactly the way that you want it. And I want just to tell you that it is okay to start over. It's okay to strip it bare and start from the beginning. I'll help you. You know what I'm saying? You can start over. And I think, I mean, something broke.
Because you
broke down, you began to cry. But it was what you needed to hear at that time. And she put that, when I tell you that tree, after she got back on it and did what she, oh man, it's the most beautiful tree. It's one of them Pinterest trees. But and I'm saying that to say that came from me spending time with God.
Exactly.
And God began to reveal the deep things about my wife.
That's so good.
And it allowed me to speak on point and on target with what she actually needed to hear. And that happens a lot in our marriage.
I love that.
And somebody might be like, Mayans, you broke down over a Christmas tree. It went into so many other areas because, you know, I am a person, if I'm not careful, if I don't have it quite right, I'll feel like a failure. But for the sake of not seeming like a failure, I might continue with something, but it's grieving me. And it grieved me. And, I didn't see the grace of starting over, taking it all down and saying, this was not the direction that I wanted to go in. And that ministered to me in so many areas.
That's what I'm thinking.
My life. Lord. Even, you know, in regards to marriage.
Yeah.
If you and your husband, you and your wife are looking at each other like, babe, this is... it's not we've gotten in over our head, or I've been holding on to unforgiveness bitterness, or I've been secretly jealous over, you know, some your success, and I've had this resentment, or or it may be some financial things you may have gotten into. You know, some people have bought houses trying to just keep up with the Joneses, and they like, we know we shouldn't have bought this house. What's the blessing and what's the grace if you can look at each other and say, baby, we can start over.
Yeah.
And we've had to do that. Wow. Even in our marriage.
Yeah.
We were separated for a time. We came back together and said, we're going to start over. And we're going to build this time, the vision for the marriage, like the vision for my tree, the vision for our marriage is what God intended.
Amen.
For the husband and his wife to be in the garden and be naked and feel no shame. So anything that has been coming to try to cover up, anything that's been coming to try to cause you all shame, let's scratch that. No, who cares what other people may have seen?
Come on.
Who cares what other people may have witnessed? I have grace. You can start over again. You might have to start from scratch. We did. We started from ground zero and built upon Christ, the solid rock.
Amen.
And what we have now, sometimes Mario and I will just sit in our house and look around, and we will be almost about to cry and say, we say like this, we say, babe, God done brought us from a mighty long way.
Come on. Come on.
Yes. We'll be sitting in our house and know that just 10 years or so prior, we were evicted out of our apartment on my birthday.
Oh, no.
And then fast forward to where we are now.
Come on.
We are truly the generational curse breakers of our family on both sides.
Amen.
We'll look around because we started over.
Yeah.
And we'll say, babe, God done gave us that house. And we sitting in the house. Like, we just, it's just so amazing. Even our story to us about the grace of, baby, you can start over.
Yeah.
You can start.
Yeah.
You can start from scratch.
So good.
And let God do the, let his masterpiece be the vision. And you continue with that vision. Not what other people are doing. Amen. You can start over.
Amen.
Toya, I'm at a loss for words. I don't have nothing else. Do you?
This is just ministering to me.
I'm like overflowing.
I'm just over here just allowing them to pour into me.
It's overflow. It's overflow. Like, y'all, and again, we just scratched the surface. So you need to go check out the YouTube channel, Naked and Unashamed, like, for real. Because we didn't do their full story justice. This is literally... Wow. A sneak peek. So all I can say is thank y'all, like, for real.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Y'all so
this
much.
Is a blessing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Like, amazing milestone. Like,
that's 20 years.
God has brought y'all a mighty long way.
Mighty long way.
To
God be all the glory.
And it's just the beginning.
I receive.
There's so much more.
Yes.
So much more for you both. So I'm excited to just get a glimpse of the journey.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to close on out, y'all. Again, follow them, check them out. Oh, do we have time for three questions?
We do.
Okay. We're going to do something real fun and then we're going to be done. Okay, y'all.
Okay.
So we like to do a quick game called Who's Who with our couples. Okay. So I'm just going to ask y'all three random questions and don't overthink it. And you either pointing at your spouse or yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Who's who? Question.
Okay, they gotta close their eyes though.
So you gotta close eyes.
Yeah. So they
okay. Oh, that's true.
Which way they're
that's
pointing.
True. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. No cheating.
No cheating,
okay.
Mario.
All right. First question, number one. Who said "I love you" first? Are you pointing, Mario? You got a point too. Come on. Okay. Very good. You can open your eyes.
Yay.
You both got it right. You both got it right. Okay. Question
that was
number
Mario,
two.
For those of you listening, on
yes. If you're listening, they both pointed at Mario. Okay. Question number two. All right. Who is the worst driver? 1, 2, 3. Over your eyes. Over your eyes. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Y'all in
pain. I be tearing up them.
Yes,
they both pointed at Maisha. They both pointed at Maisha. Okay. All right. Number three. All right. This is regarding the kids. Think about the children. Okay. Who plays good cop? 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Come on, Mario. 1, 2, 3 now. Come on now.
Everything.
I know. Okay, open your eyes. You got it right. Very good. 3 for 3.
Maisha is good.
That's funny. That's
I'm
hilarious.
All about like the emotional intelligence and keeping them intact. Mario's like, no, you own punishment.
You're wrong.
But he's a little bit of a softy towards them girls.
Oh, yeah.
They got your heart.
That sounds like Ryan.
Yep, they got him.
They got your heart.
They got him.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank y'all so much for playing Who's Who with us. And y'all, like I said, we've been amazed and blessed by it. So I pray that y'all have as well. Again, check them out on YouTube, Naked and Unashamed. And we're just excited to witness the journey. So y'all, we're going to continue with our Kingdom Couple series. We got more to come, but this was an amazing way to kick it off for us.
Yes.
So thank y'all so much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you absolutely. For being here, for real.
And as always, don't forget to grab your merch on our website at Becoming Eva Today. Get your mugs, your water bottles, your shirts, totes, dresses, slides. There's so many things you can grab to help support Becoming Eva. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and X at Becoming Eva Today. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. See you soon.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at evamail@becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time.